Tori Spelling's telling all about her sex tape.
Ooh. And it's Mark versus Mark in a battle of the thirst traps.
And later, our good friend Eva Marcille is joining us to dish on her play, Jason's Lyric, and much more. We got a lot to dish about, so
let's get this started.
All right, y'all, hell has officially frozen over because Madonna and Elton John have ended their feud.
No.
The two icons were actually friendly back in the 90s, but then Elton trashed Madonna for her song from the James Bond movie, Die Another Day, as well as lip-syncing in concert. Now, Madonna was hurt by this, and she had idolized him as a teenager. Well, she found out Elton was performing on SNL over the weekend, so guess what she did? She went backstage to confront him. And they ended up burying the hatchet.
Nice.
She said the first thing out of his mouth was, "Forgive me." And the walls fell down. Forgiveness is a powerful tool. Within minutes, we were hugging. Then he told me he had written a song for me and he wanted to collaborate.
Oh, wow.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you get a certain age, man, like, you can't have people setting your blood pressure off.
Come on.
So the less ops you have or the less confrontations you can have.
That's the best thing he could say.
You want to settle all those beefs.
I'm sorry, yeah. Before she said one word.
Yeah. Do you guys have any longstanding feuds that you're ready to come to an end?
Absolutely not.
I'm going to keep mine going.
Me too.
Oh, okay. All right, all right.
Yeah, if it's a feud, it's a feud for a reason.
Okay, yeah.
It's about the long game.
Yeah, right.
What about holding out?
No, I don't have any major feuds.
Oh, okay.
Gary?
Well, I do, but yeah, it's just going on, child.
Okay.
I'm like the rest of them.
All right, keep them feuds going.
Yes.
All right, speaking of the 90s, Melissa Joan Hart was riding high with Sabrina the Teenage Witch, and Mark Hoppus had hit it big with his band Blink 182. Well, Mark just released his new memoir, Fahrenheit 182, and in it he claims he and Melissa had a really awful date back in 1999. He said she was very nice, but they didn't have a connection because her life revolved around acting, and he only talked about his music. But get this, he went home that night and spent hours on the phone with a lady named Sky, who he had recently met. They ended up getting married the next year, and they're still married today.
Wow. So that was meant to happen for them to dodge each other.
I guess so, yeah.
And meet this woman he's still with. That's what's up. Because I was getting ready to say, why is he talking?
Sometimes the publishers of the books be like, who else you mess with? You know what I'm saying? They be trying to like just add little extra things into the thing.
Facts.
Oh, it was the girl from Bewitched.
Yeah,
Sabrina. Was a Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Same thing. Yeah.
Similar.
But I will say this, men are talking more than they've ever talked before. Their business.
Wait, is that not equality, Gary?
But I mean, men used to just hush and keep that and take it to the grave. Now they're telling everything.
Some of it's part of therapy. Sometimes if you keep these things inside, you don't tell people.
Well, they
like,
sometimes just talk to a therapist.
Oh, thank you. Exactly.
And where it's confidential.
Sometimes producers describe themselves as therapists. Like, tell me about what happened. How did it make you feel?
That's true. Yeah.
Write it down.
Yeah. Or recording it when you don't know.
Linda Tripp. Two people that did have an instant connection are Tori Spelling and her ex-husband, Dean McDermott. And one night, about 15 years ago, they actually filmed their connection. Bong, chicka, bong, bong. And on her misspelling podcast, Tori shared the whole story. A so-called friend who was at the who was house sitting for them took their computer and tried to sell the tape to Vivid. Fortunately for Tori and Dean, Vivid turned it down.
Oh.
Brad, you want to tell us what Tori said?
Yeah, let me try. They actually contacted us and said, "We want to let you know we didn't accept it." I said, "Why? Were my angles not good?" We got all of it back and everything.
However, Tori said that now she's 51, she kind of regrets not posing for Playboy when she was asked, and she thinks maybe she should have let the sex tape go out.
No. Mm.
Do you realize how thirsty Vivid was back then?
Yeah.
Do you realize how awful that tape had to be for them to be like, "Nah, fam, take the whole computer back when you got it."
Oh, I got everything back.
Yeah, the mouse too.
Everything.
She probably lying because she wants something to talk about. We haven't heard from her since Dean left her. And honey,
we ain't never heard about no sex tape.
No, nothing. And you know, Aaron, when they had it, he could have produced it. Hell, if that was the case. Daddy.
90210.
I was gonna say, do you think in there she was like 90210? Oh my God, Dean! No? Nobody? Nobody? 90210 face. All right.
Oh, no.
All right, we love talking about baby names, but it's a sore subject for former Bachelorette star Caitlin Bristow.
Uh-oh.
She and her ex-fiancé Jason Tartrick split up a couple years ago, but he recently did something that pisses her off.
Uh-oh.
On her Off the Vine podcast, Caitlin called Jason mean and pathetic for stealing her dream baby name and giving it to his dog.
But to get a dog and name that dog my dream baby name that I've had in my baby names for 10 years, that In fact, I even have a text that says to him, I said the day I met him, I want to name my baby Teddy.
You know you don't have problems when this is your problem.
Right.
But the high level petty of the man using the name that you know she loves.
He did it on purpose.
Oh, man. That was a hate crime.
Jason got the last laugh on this one.
Yes, I'm over him
100%. Oh, yeah?
And she's still mad.
Yeah.
And we can't even tell how mad because her forehead doesn't matter.
Do you think he was like, meet my new bitch?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Ooh.
Yeah.
My love.
Okay, y'all, it's time for
Battle of the Thirst Trash.
Okay, and first up is Mark Consuelos. We all know Kelly Ripa is proud of her man, and he definitely stays in shape. Well, he's showing what his mama gave him in some new ads for Stuart Weitzman's men's shoes.
I mean, guys in shape, man. You know what I'm saying? Yo, man, smoke them if you got them, right?
Right. This is just like, I think, are men getting more into this now where it's like, if I did have an OnlyFans, it would look like this.
Testing the waters.
Yeah, just so you see. Yeah.
See the thirst trappery of it all, see how people react.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love the
Does this do something for you, Gary?
It sure does. I get a little moist.
Mm. Okay.
Mm. Okay.
All right.
Mm. Well, next up, we got Mark Wahlberg. And he's infamous for his workout routines, and he usually looks pretty ripped, but he hopped on the gram and said, you know, when you realize your shorts don't fit anymore after 3 months eating like a crazy person, along with this video.
This fit nice and loose. At Christmas, my swimsuit. No.
That's that ice thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
Ooh. I don't know how y'all do that.
I can't.
I'm not a cold plunge man.
I'll do the cryo every now and then, but that's just for 3 minutes in and out. Like, to do a cold plunge, man, you feel it in your cells.
Yes.
What does that help with?
Inflammation, recovery, like rapid recovery if you do a lot of, like, you know, high impact muscle tearing type exercises, you know? It's not for anybody.
It's got to be cold.
Oh, for sure.
Ooh, I don't want to.
He didn't look that bad, though, for eating like a crazy person.
No, he didn't.
That's about me on the regular.
You know, but it's dope that, you know, because these are both older guys who give you hope that you can keep it together, you know, if you do the right things and work out at 4 o'clock in the morning like Mark Wahlberg does. You know, there's that, but, you know, to each his own.
Okay, Gare Bear. Who's taking it?
Oh, honey.
Wahlberg or Consuelos?
Consuelos. Because Wahlberg, he got in the water, but he didn't get back up to let us see.
Oh.
You got to get back up and let me see.
See what?
What I need to see.
But that's extra cold water.
Well, that don't mean shrinkage shouldn't have to worry about that. You still should be able to let me see.
Oh, I don't know. That's cool.
I like Consuela.
But he wasn't letting you see either. He was covering up.
Well, he gave me enough to imagine.
Oh.
I could imagine.
You're imagining his high tops?
Yes, honey. All right, up next, singer Michelle Williams, honey, is sharing a pet peeve. And this time, honey, it has nothing to do with the other Michelle Williams. Details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Now this one is hilarious. So singer Michelle Williams called out a passenger for going barefoot on her first class flight from Chicago to New York. She took to Instagram and shared this picture with the caption, I promise you better get your foot from me. Y'all, this is happening now on my flight and I am crying real tears. She continued in the comments, for those asking, yes, I'm sitting in the first class cabin. A lot of audacity resides in that booking class, obviously. Number seat 3F, the F is for feet. She then took to her IG Live to detail more of the experience.
The devil is a liar. God is exalted. Never be defeated. Y'all, I was almost defeated. Almost defeated with somebody's feet.
Plus, that's the left foot. We're talking about, now I'm getting into it. Now we're talking about the person's reached over and then up a little.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
His feet look good, though. He got nice manicured feet.
They're a little ashy, though.
No, they don't look ashy.
Can we see your toes, Gary?
My feet are good, bitch. Let's make no error, honey. These are good
bouquet. Is it cooked? No. Oh, okay, yeah.
He just got it.
I just want to make sure those weren't your feet.
He just got them done. They fresh.
Uh-huh. So fresh and so clean. Mm-hmm. But his feet look good. I mean, I would probably play with his feet.
Oh,
if he was
Gary.
Cute.
See, that's what you do, Gary.
Yes. And that's when you would get beat up.
If he terrorizing cute, back.
Terrorizing back.
That's right.
I yo, would
if
touch
you said,
him.
This little piggy cry, wee, 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 and you started a little one, they wouldn't even know how to respond to that,
oh
yo.
My
like,
God.
All right, it's time for another
Battle of the Deals.
Powered by Morning Save.
So just scan this QR code right here to get him, all right? Kick us off, Brat.
Well, I got the Bib Home Premium 6-Piece Rayon for Bamboo Sheet Set with Sure Grip Straps. This includes one flat sheet, one fitted sheet, and 2 or 4 pillowcases, depending on size. It's available in 10 different colors, so you're sure to find one you love. Now, this usually goes for as high as $99 to $139, but we got you today for just $29.99 to $39.99.
Oh, all right. Okay, next, I've got the 2-Pack Sleep Restoration Gusset Gel Pillow with cooling fibers. Stop tossing and turning and get comfy the minute your head hits the bed with this deal. Now, usually this goes as high as $100, but we got you today for just 2 for $25.
Nice.
All right, and honey, I've got the Fancy Clara 4-in-1 microdermabrasion. Oh, that's what this girl is. And pore cleanser. Now, get the fresh from the spa glow without even y'all leaving home. Now, Clara is a 4-in-1 microdermabrasion tool that's designed to exfoliate dead skin cells and unclog pores, I mean, leaving your skin feeling soft, looking glowy. Now, this usually goes for as high as $99, but we got you today for just $29.99.
Yes. All right.
Sweet. Beautiful.
Nice.
Listen, y'all, these are all great deals, so just scan the QR code right here or go to morningsave.com and choose your favorite or get all three. And coming up next, we have actress, model, and friend of the show, Eva Marcille, joining us to dish all about her new play and more.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back!
Hey!
Okay, today not only do we have a treat for you, but having this diva here is also a treat for us.
Yes.
The stage play Jason's Lyric is running in theaters all over the country, and we have its star, our friend, and everyone's favorite diva, Eva Marcille, in the house!
Hey.
How you been?
I miss you guys.
Miss you too.
We miss you too.
And my gal.
Just okay. Like yesterday.
Gary, I saw you last week.
That's why I said it was like yesterday.
All right, Eva, so Jason's Lyric is a classic. Well, people love the stage play just as much as the movie. And are there any new twists or elements that you can share?
Absolutely. I think Brat knows this as much as I do, having been an actor and being on stage. Stage is so different than film.
Mm-hmm.
That camera is like, there's a level of intimacy there with you and then just the camera and your scene partner. But on stage, it's everything. You have the audience yelling at you. You have props flying in the back. This guy forgot his lines. Like, this it's everything going on at once.
Yeah.
And so to figure out how to be a master of community is really what theater is about for you.
So you think that was about her and Will?
The play? Yeah, I met the man that wrote the movie. I sure it wasn't about her and Will. I don't even know if she knew Will at that time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, so moving on. It's an all-star cast. It's an all-star cast, including Alan Payne, who starred in the original movie. Were you nervous when you learned that he would be in the play as well?
Alan Payne is the reason why I signed on.
Yeah.
I worked with AP for House of Payne.
Mm, yeah.
17 years ago.
Sure
that's how we
did.
Started.
Yep.
Remember?
I forgot about that.
So I've known AP for years.
Yeah.
And because he was reprising his role was the reason why I was audacious enough to come out and
come
do
on,
this.
Come on, audacious.
Role. Oh, right.
You better give him them words, girl.
Yeah, tell him Marcille ain't went nowhere.
Show him. That's syllable Marcille, honey. Syllable Marcille, yes.
That's her name, honey.
You're a true Renaissance woman, you've done it all, and your star was on Top Model, and there's been so much chatter about the show and Tyra Banks. How was your relationship with Tyra after all these years?
When it comes to Tyra, she gave me my start. Yeah. She saw the diamond that this chunk of coal could be.
Come on
and
now.
And she pushed me under that pressure.
Come on, descriptives.
Tyra has always been that girl. She's always been that girl.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, you know what haters gonna do. Haters gonna
of
hate,
course.
Like,
mm-hmm.
potatoes gone.
Potato.
Period. So they gonna hate on her, but I mean, you have to have something to hate on. She is that girl.
Yep.
And she put me on years ago. She's put a lot of people on. To err is to be human. Yep. No one is perfect. I think I'm more flawed than anyone up here. So I
wouldn't say
shall
that.
Not throw stones. We were not including Gary.
Because y'all know this, honey.
Of course, you also did Housewives, Eva. Are you happy to be away from the drama, or is there any part of you that misses Housewives? No.
So what I love about every job I do, even down to Housewives, are the people that I fall in love with there. Yeah. So my girl, Cynthia, that's my girl.
Yep, okay. Love her.
Candy.
Yep.
Shout out love to Candy Burris making history outside right now.
Othello.
Oh, my God. So excited for her. Kenya Moore. Yep. That is my friend. That is my girl. Her daughter is my niece.
Yeah.
She is my kid's auntie. Oh. That is that. And then Shamia just got a peach. Mm-hmm. I'll rock with Shamia Harbody.
Okay.
Like, I love her. I think she's a beautiful spirit.
Yes.
I have not watched the show. I have heard of some controversy. But
there's always going to be some, though.
I am one where I rock with who I rock with, so.
Well, now, you're on the show, All the Queens Men. Now, I've been trying to get a bunch of men myself.
Ooh,
so, honey, from queen to queen, can you make this happen? Because, I mean, I know you've seen all the goods and everything, honey. I know, Eva. Come on.
What do you want? Eva. I want to see you dance, Gary.
Oh, I'll dance, bitch.
Can you do that? Can you do what Ciara did when she laid on here and did that little... A little leg things you do? Can you do that?
He a little top heavy. You gonna fall. Yeah.
But I could kick.
So I've heard.
Okay. Oh my God. Y'all don't go anywhere because we're gonna have more fun with our girl Eva Marcille after the break.
Oh, dude, she is full of.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, all right, honey. Our girl Eva Marcille, honey, is in the building. So we're gonna have a little.
Uh-oh.
Yes, Eva, a little fun, child. Now, people might not know this, honey, but Eva was a theater major at Clark University right up the street. So now, honey, we're going to recite a line from a popular play or musical and have you guess where the line is from.
Okay.
Ready, Eva?
Mm-hmm. I'll show you what shoes to wear, how to fix your hair, everything that really counts to be popular. I'll help you be popular.
Mean Girls?
No, but this is a play.
Dorothy? You clutch your heels!
Green Lady?
Oh, Wicked.
There we go.
Elphaba!
I did Wicked. We were going to get there. We were going to get there.
Just keep swimming. Just keep swimming. All right, Gary, you got one for me?
Oh, girl, you got it, boo.
Dream Girls.
And mine's going to be how it was done in the movie.
Diana Ross.
Oh, God.
What? All my life, I had to fight. I had to fight my daddy. I had to fight my brothers. But I never thought I'd have to fight in my own house.
You got that, Gary.
The couleur prepare.
Yeah.
The couleur prepare.
Yes, couleur I'm the one delivered.
Yes.
Woman of all seasons. And that's all the time we have with our girl, Eva Marcille. Any last words before you go, sis?
So excited to be doing Jason's Lyric. Check it out. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for our first spin. We are only in town for a night or two, whatever city I am in near you. Ticketmaster.com. It's going down.
And all our lives, we have to fight for your attention. So thank you so much for joining us. And be sure you check out Jason's Lyric if you're in the Atlanta area this weekend and in a city near you soon, all right? Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.